Yeah, no, now I feel perceived. Now I feel like he gets like an insider's uncut. I could say something, get canceled. Like, we usually have time to edit this, but we have a listener with like a witness. Yeah.
And I'm worried that the first time he's going to meet me, he's going to have preconceived notions.
A perception already.
I literally told him, I was like, you could be in on the podcast and we won't tell them and it could be funny.
Mariah can't stand anytime someone... Yeah. Mariah can't stand when anybody has a perception of her before she has a perception of them.
Yeah.
Me too, though. Me too.
I have a problem being perceived, but it's like...
It's got to go both ways. Yeah, it's got to go both ways.
It's got to go both ways. And ladies first.
Somebody's got an intro because I have something I want to say already.
Dude.
Like, you already know your fun fact or you just have something you want to say?
I have something I want to say. I don't even know my fun fact. I don't know until I
say it. Just say what you have to say. I'm confused.
That's what we always do.
So if we look through our names, we have two Duke names and one about Daphne, which I find interesting. We have Duke is hot. That one's mine. Mariah says the Duke, probably because she is the Duke. And then Kaylin says Daphne's favorite dessert is cream pies. And I would say that totally was her favorite dessert in the show.
She was begging for it. She said, can somebody get me a little Debbie?
Can somebody get me a little Debbie? Look at Chowder back there.
That is true, actually. I think I jumped ahead a little. Well, it's not that big of a spoiler at this point that the Duke has been like, no, I do not want to get married, you know. Like, I don't want a family. I don't want all of that. And, like, Daphne's is like, I want to get married. I want to have kids. So, like, it's not too big of a spoiler.
I know. Yeah, I just thought it was funny that that's what you chose your name to be. Who's going to bring in the episode?
What the fuck? I'm not used to us speeding up this fast. Okay. Go on.
Well, technically, we were talking. Sorry, we were chit-chatting for a little bit. And then you were here, so we were just like.
You start talking about the show
after the intro. You can say something random after the intro.
Technical difficulty.
You're listening to Postgrad Depression, where we talk about this week's... I can't do this right now.
Where we discuss... I got you. Where we discuss this week's current hyperfixation. My name is Kaylin, and I invested too much money in Assassin's Creed cards last night.
Are you fucking serious?
Shut up, Kinsey.
I know someone else who did that, too.
Shut up, Kinsey. What's your fun fact, Kinsey?
Oh, my name's Kinsey, and my fun fact is I got a new Kirby Blind Box toy.
That was, like, old news.
Well, I didn't even mention it, so shut up. We haven't had an episode since I got it.
My name's Mariah, and my fun fact is I got this new lunchbox at Target on sale.
Oh, my God.
I know, and I love this artist, so I was shocked that it was on sale.
That's cool.
That's really cool. I like that.
That's really cool.
Thanks.
All right, someone asked me what I'm talking about. You're talking about...
Kaylin, what a time to talk.
Okay, Kaylin, what did you want?
You don't get to rush us when you push back the podcast.
What do you mean Kaylin gets time to talk?
What did you want to say? You said you had something you wanted
to say. Kaylin said you said you wanted some more banter time, and I was like, well, we could just banter a little bit after the intro.
I wanted more banter time. I didn't say I had something to say.
Yeah, exactly. So we banter.
Okay.
Let's see here. I also bought these because I'm trying to get a nicer back, everyone. I'm trying to be like...
Wait, what the fuck is that?
I think they're resistant bands.
Because I don't feel like going to the gym, but I don't have time to go to the gym and run. So I'm going to do some like...
Do you want to know what I thought that image was? Because it's blurry on my screen. It looked like a woman with two canes. And I thought you were like, I got to have my back.
No,
inside this box.
And honestly, if I fix my stiff schedule, I might start swimming because that's really good for your back. I'm trying to, like, flex on everyone, you know?
I would steal you from June. I'm sorry.
Kaylin sees that
back. Another life, Kaylin and I started dating at Walgreens instead of being friends.
I just drive her too crazy. That's why we're not together right now.
Mm-hmm.
I drive too much. I would literally lose all of my brain cells.
I wouldn't be able to keep up.
Like I said, like,
I don't understand. I'm doing my best. I'm just a boy. I don't know what to do.
Oh, no.
What else can I do to please you?
Kinsey, did you see the pictures of me grilling the hot dogs?
Mm-mm.
Kaylin, send them to Kinsey.
Yes.
I grilled up some hot dogs. Made a fire from scratch. I made a fire from scratch. I got the logs. I got the sticks. Made a fire from scratch.
You know, that's on my bucket list, so I'm pretty proud of you.
So when we go camping... I'm your guy.
Do you think you could do it again, or do you think it was a fluke?
I think I could do it again.
Okay, I don't know how to build a fire.
I only know because Sam showed me the way.
I'm looking Bean.
Bean. Oh, he walked away because you can tell that you haven't been here.
Also, June's cat has hyperthyroidism.
Oh shit! Wait, way to drop that down on the podcast. What is that?
Yeah.
Fun fact. What is that?
Well, humans can have it. It's where your metabolism kicks in too much, but your appetite doesn't change, so it actually causes you to lose a lot of weight. And basically, the doctor was like, "That cat's just wasting away if you don't get him on medication."
Literally, like, he is, like, eating at his own life source. Mm-hmm.
So he is on medication, and he has to eat special food for the rest of his life. Sounds like Ripley.
Sounds like we got multiple disabled pets around here.
I know.
Chowder. Chowder got me nervous because he's fat as fuck, and, you know, like, maybe something could be wrong with him at some point.
Well, Mariah and I were talking about Assassin's Creed this morning. And we actually connected it with Bridgerton.
How the fuck did you do that?
Well,
did Corey you say kids in the pictures? Up...
I did.
I'm trying to look at them, and all I see is an empty text box.
All right, I'll send it to Snap.
Oh, because Caitlin can't send pictures right now. Sorry, yeah, I just started talking about Bridgerton. I wanted to see if she got them.
I'm waiting. Hey, your job is to watch these cats, and you're letting them act like hooligans right now around the office.
Oh my god, don't yell at him. He's just a boy. Don't yell at him.
Dang, Mariah. I love your outfit.
I said father.
Thank you.
Dude, Mariah's grilling in this photo. She's focused. I saved it.
So I always like asking Mariah as a white person, like, for her opinions on things involving anything black, because I just like having that extra opinion. And I brought up the new Assassin's Creed. There's like some controversy because one of the main leads is a black man inspired by Yasuke, who was an actual samurai, but they don't know like how historically accurate he is. But arguably, every Assassin's Creed game kind of fictionalizes the world to an extent. Think of Bridgerton, like, you know, oh, it's historically accurate, but we have some twists or some, you know, some fiction, some story. Mm-hmm. And there's a female East Asian lead, you know, Japanese woman. But people are mad that there's not, like, a Japanese male instead of the black male. Black male, but... After doing research and talking to Mariah, I have formed an opinion that people just don't like black people because...
Yeah, I would agree.
The developer's reason for not having an Asian male is they're like, it would be like pretty much the exact same open world samurai game of all the other... like, and he listed off like 10 plus video games of, you know, samurai video games where you can play as an Asian male lead.
Yeah, it's like... you got options. Why the fuck are you complaining, you know?
Pretty much. But, I mean, Mariah and I were also talking about, like, how Bridgerton, you know, they have black people, even though it's not historically accurate. Who cares? Like, they just take out the racism, and it's the same story.
Because, like, what are they going to do otherwise? You see Bridgerton, and there's, like, slaves in the background? Like, that'd be embarrassing to watch on television.
Like, everything doesn't...
I'd be very uncomfortable...
And arguably, even when the white people are casted as the leads, they still fictionalize it to a heavy degree where it's like, y'all are just bitching. Y'all just whining.
Yeah. I agree. That's something I was going to mention about Bridgerton that I really love is that they have such a diverse cast. They even have, like, they don't just stop at having black actors either. They have Indian actors. I could be wrong, so don't check me, okay? But I think there's going to be an Asian character in, like, the next season or something. I don't know. But I love that there's such a diversity with the actors. So anyways, well, how many episodes did you guys get in again?
Five.
Oh, yeah. Four. So, three.
Wait. I watched five.
I watched five.
Where did you leave off on?
That felt like a Mariah mess up right then and there. So you watched five episodes. Where did that left?
Here, I'll pull up and tell you exactly where I left. So originally I told you guys I was only going to watch four, but then we did in fact postpone the podcast, which gave me time to be so nice with my time. And I watched episode five because episode four, in fact, ended with a cliffhanger. So I watched episode five and it ended with them fucking.
in the tavern.
So you saw the marriage and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah. My cream pie comment is not a spoiler at all. You know that she's like, dang, I've always wanted to be a mother, but now I have to be like childish.
No.
Childless.
No, Kaylin. No. Mariah left off at the tavern. Shut up. Let me finish. She left off at the tavern where they first have sex. They do not run into the conflict of them yet talking about pregnancy.
She already told her mom, like, or you know, in monologues to herself, talking about how she was sad that and how she has to sacrifice wanting a family because she loves him so much and she thinks he can't have kids, so she's going to marry him.
But why would Daphne's favorite dessert be cream pies if she's not getting them?
Because she wants a family.
I think right now you're trying to defend your point of view when you are wrong.
Mariah, I feel outnumbered.
She didn't get that far in the season, so she doesn't, you know, there is.
She only had sex one time. How do I know if she loves him that much?
Yeah. There is a scene that you'll see that says, that kind of shows that. But anyways, so you got to that part of the show. What? Uh-huh. Are your guys' opinions about the overall aesthetic of the show? Like the fashion and the background?
I
want to
wear a dusty blue dress. Like, if I had the money, I would get one for my birthday. I want to be pretty.
My dress would be lilac, and it would have one-of-a-kind embroidery and sequins on the top, and would have a sheer skirt at the bottom.
Mine would have that too, but
I unfortunately am more of a.
Right, Kaylin's doing the mermaid thing.
Just took that from you.
No, Kaylin's doing the mermaid thing where you're like, my title is rainbow, and your friend's like, well, mine actually does all of those things, and I can see at night. I have night vision. All right, Mariah, what would your dress look like?
Yellow.
I'm more of a ball gown person, so I actually wanted to have more volume than the ones they usually wear.
No, I agree. I don't love the shape, but in this question, you're not allowed to ask for a different kind of dress, so you have to choose what would you
I actually would not have a yellow dress. I would actually go with, like, a purplish with some, like, gold trimming.
Fun fact about why they wear not, like, ballroom-style dresses at this age in the 1800s is Queen Victoria wanted to kind of be, like, one of the girls. So she painted herself in a dress of similar, like not a super floofy one. It was, like, kind of like Daphne's dress. It just, like, kind of, you know, it's white and it... She kind of looked like a low-key, a little bit of a middle-class or peasant in the painting. And people were insulted by it. They're like, girl, you're not poor. You can afford nice clothes. Why are you wearing that? But then it caught on with the upper class. They liked it. So they all stopped wearing floofy dresses for a while and would just wear very, like, titties out, but, like... kind of flat dresses that go straight down, and that's why in this period of the 1800s they kind of steered away from ball gowns and went more just like up and down dress.
Sucks for the girls that don't have titties.
I know, it sucks because it doesn't show any of their figures, so they all look like, you know, kind of like
basically
pillars.
If you don't have big boobs or a big butt, you're not getting shown off in that dress.
Mm-mm.
Basically. Mm-mm. Yeah. The queen made it trendy to, like, less is more. But the poor people are insulted because they're like, y'all can afford nice things and, like, more.
Well, I love
why are y'all
queen
coming for
Charlotte
us?
Charlotte don't give a shit. She's like, yeah, and I'm going to wear my big dresses. She doesn't wear those little ones.
Oh, yeah. She still is dressing to her times. So she's not following the trends.
Mm. So, okay, so you guys liked the style and whatnot. What did you guys think of the Bridgerton family?
I love their use of
how
color.
How many of them are there?
They had
what
a lot.
What do you mean, of the kids and shit?
Like, somebody would walk in the room and they'd be like, oh, Bridgerton. I'm like, who are you?
There's three older sons. There's a son named Gregory. We have Eloise, Daphne, Catherine, Is there another girl, Kenzie?
Hyacinth.
Hyacinth. I knew I was missing the little one. And the mom. And...
So the two main ones, though, are the brother that's friends with the Duke and Daphne, right?
At the moment, yeah, that's the
focal point. Are they the oldest?
Yeah.
Okay, I just get overwhelmed because, like, another man would walk in and they'd call him Bridgerton also. And I was like, I don't know who you are. You're not my main Bridgerton.
So
Mario was like, I'm getting confused. Line up.
To answer your question, I love their use of color in the show. I like how the different families kind of all have a staple color. I love when the different families have, like, romance. They start trying to mix the colors together, or they'll transition a certain character's, like, colors into that family. And it's a subtle use of storytelling, but, like, I think it also sets them apart. Like, you know, when we see the light blues and that, like, drawing room, we know we're in, like, the Bridgerton house. And when we're in, like, you see Penelope coming out in bright-ass yellows, you know that's her family, like, trying to force themselves onto her. The Featheringtons, yeah. I can't wait to get to season two because I love when they bring the purples into it and some, like, cultural mashup into design, which, again, I think when done tastefully and respectfully is totally fine.
Yeah, I love the purples. When Daphne's married to the Duke, she starts just wearing more purples, and I think she looks so much better in purple than she does in blue.
Although it's because she's a warm-toned person.
So, what did you think about the Duke?
Well, what did you think about the colors? Like,
what did I think, like, about the colors? You want to know my opinion? I thought I'm, like, obsessed when things are color-coded. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I said, I'm obsessed when things are color-coded, so, like, that's why I really liked, originally, when I first started reading Lore Olympus, when all the gods were specific colors, because I was like... It just itches a part of my tism in my brain. I'm like, yeah, Apollo would be yellow, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
So I liked how each family, although they had, like, a main color that they definitely wore, you could even tell by the way that they chose to decorate their clothing. So, like, the Featheringtons were super extravagant. They liked patterns. They liked rich, like, emeralds and, you know, violets and stuff like that, but they looked kind of like a rainbow array of colors, with their main color being green. And then the Bridgertons, although their main color was a light blue, they really preferred, like, elegant, light, and airy designs. And they definitely were not simple people, though. Like, if you look at all their dresses and shit, like, they had so much silk patterns and so many, like, little tiny gemstones and shit, like, sewn into it. But because they chose such a light colored palette, you can't really see the detail until you're up close. So I thought that was really cool. I like the Duke's color palettes. He never really strays away from, like, dark, you know, moody colors, and I think that's hot. So I was like, yeah, that's cool. So yeah, I loved the color story in the show, and as the show goes on, you'll see more of how other people choose to dress, and I think it really accurately represents their personalities.
Yeah, I like how you brought up, like, the Featheringtons, like they love the extravagant stuff, the patterns. I feel like, for me, it's giving overcompensating. It's giving, we need to look like we have more, like, it tells their whole story, because, you know, they're, like, financially,
yeah,
like,
I think they do that on purpose.
Thank you. But as well as, like, it... Do the Featheringtons kind of remind you of, like, the Cinderella family with, like... I know the sisters aren't that evil. They just... The way they act is, like, really funny to me.
Yeah, they did. I definitely felt like that was a part of the storytelling. They were overcompensating with how gaudy their outfits were and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you like, with the Bridgertons, like I said, they have a lot of money and they don't feel the need to, like, wear super bright, flashy colors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what did you guys, before I talk about the Duke, what did you guys think about how Anthony was constantly up Daphne's ass about getting married and shit like that?
Honestly, he's horrible, and it'll take a lot for him to ever come back for me, because, like, I don't know, he's out here being a whore. Well, technically, he was a whore for one woman at the moment, but, you know, he knows what it's like to, you know, have those relations or to have someone you're in love with. And for him to just, like, be so controlling and possessive over his sister and feeling like he needs to have a level of control to where she goes. He thinks this guy's just a nerdy, like, harmless dude, which is why he did it, thinking, like, oh, how could she even get harmed? Not understanding, like, that was terrible. Like, you can't just own your sister or, like, their decisions. I don't know. I hated him at first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought it was really wet. Wait, what were you going to say, Mariah?
I've only seen the first 5 episodes, so I thought in the first 3, I was like, he's just doing his job as the older brother. Like, he probably knows half these men that are trying to get his sister, and he knows that they fucking suck.
Yeah, but then he tried
given his attitude, obviously... His attitude obviously progressively gets worse.
Well, yeah. I feel like when he first starts out, he's like, I want you to be with the right guy. And I'm like, okay, all right, he's got high standards, that's fine. But then at a certain point, he's like, nobody's good enough for you. I'm going to put you with this gross-ass guy who doesn't look like he bathes, who clearly is not that attractive. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, Daphne, first of all, wanted to marry for love, and you're giving her one option, and it's not even somebody that she has chemistry with nor respects her, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously we're at a time where, like, the men are just more respected, so people are listening to him more than they're listening to her. And I think that's why I said at first, I was like, oh, I see what he's doing. He's looking out for his sister because he knows how men can be. But he does just progressively get worse. I mean, even with the relationship with the Duke, it's, like, so unrespected the way he acts.
Mm-hmm. And when they try to have his, like, redeemable moment where he finds out how bad of a piece of shit Finch?
No, I think Mr. Finch is the guy that gets with one of the Featherington girls.
Yeah. I forget his name. I think it started with an F or I don't know. But, he goes up to Daphne. He's like, why didn't you tell me? And she's like, you have no respect for me and you clearly didn't listen to me or my wishes. Why would I come to you for help when you obviously, like, I'm voiceless around you. So what's the point? I love that response. Like,
yeah, for me, it was really hard watching the way that he would treat your sister like a literal meat cattle to be, like, sold, you know? I was just like, that's your sister at the end of the day. Why are you not thinking about, like, how she's going to be treated by men? But, yeah, he sucks in this season. And I didn't even believe that he could have a redemption arc in season 2 because of what I saw in season 1. But I swear to God, he does. He has a redemption arc. And I'm like, I like this man now. That's anyways, good. What do you guys think about Daphne and the Duke's chemistry? What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, you had asked earlier, the Duke is highly attractive. Which I'm the mad because he does it. I think he's the most attractive man
in the show. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm upset because he does it effortlessly. Like, they just pan to him and he's just like... And I'm like, you're not even trying, you look like that.
The fucking actor,
it upsets me,
won't come back to future seasons because he doesn't want to be stapled to just the Bridgerton guy. And I'm like, dude, that's too late. We're far too
that's
gone.
That's too late. My brother in Christ, that is too late.
Dang.
It's kind of annoying.
So he's not back anymore?
Also, arguably, their story's over. So you would only have to show up for, like, fucking cameos. Come get that paycheck, dude. It's not that deep.
Yeah. Don't be spoiling stuff for me.
It's not that deep. That's so funny. But, like, did you guys think their chemistry was good, though?
No, I've only seen 5 episodes, so I didn't know this.
Do you think their chemistry is good, though?
So my opinion with their chemistry is, I think I told you, I highly... What? Sorry, Caitlin's crumpling something, and I hear it all.
Kaylin, you better stop that. Oh my gosh, she eating something?
Kaylin!
I'm gonna mute myself while we hear Mariah's opinion.
You. Yeah. Thank all you. Right. I told you, my opinion with the chemistry is I was all for it. Like, I love good friends to lovers. It was going so good. Like, when they would show up and they would just pretend to be at the little balls together, the things that he would do to, like, flirt with her. Even when we progressed to the part where, like, he, like, saved her when she was getting assaulted, like, all of it. I was all for it. And then, like, that moment when he just decided that he wasn't going to fuck with her anymore and he was going all in, like, I never should have did this. Like, we were never friends. Yada, yada. I was like, fuck you. Anyway. And then after that, even when they made out in the garden, I felt like the chemistry was just gone. Like, I don't know what happened because clearly the character still had it. But I was no longer attracted to the idea of them being together after the way he acted.
Well, then they make out in the garden that he initiated, by the way. And then he's like, I don't want you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with you. When in that time period, if a woman is caught with a man alone, that absolutely like ruins her chances of getting married because people think that she's lost her virginity.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you are so selfish to go out there and not just make out with her, but like, they were basically going to get it on with the way that they were making out. Like, he was taking it way too far, touching her and everything. And then to say, I still don't want you. Like, I honestly, while I was watching,
like, you never should do that anyways because you knew that was going to ruin her.
Right. You saw the flashbacks with his father, right?
Yes.
What did you see?
I saw him say, I vow to never marry and never bear a child. And then his father said,
so we have the answer. Son. He clearly wants her, but he's like, you know, he's got this emo vow inside it. And he's like, I cannot marry you. So, yeah, he was being selfish.
I'm still mad then. Like, why were you caught outside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just feel like maybe that could have been a conversation when it came to the whole faking thing. Maybe he could have been like straight up like, don't fucking fall in love with me. I know it's hard not to with this face, but don't fall in love with me because I vowed that I will never marry.
He could have clearly just said why he feels that way and then
Kenzie cut out.
Oh, I said he could have just clearly told Daphne why he feels that way so that she's not sitting here questioning his intentions while he's actively pursuing her but then pushing her away. Like, at some point I was getting so mad at the Duke that I was like, Daphne, just leave him alone, marry the prince, he's hot, he's nice, he wants a family, and he'll treat you with respect, and he's the prince, it's even better than a Duke, you know,
and you get to be a princess. Like, I'm confused.
You would be the princess in, like, you haven't watched the show, Mariah, but clearly she chooses the Duke, so R.I.P.
Well, my opinion on their chemistry is I've seen better. I think the story is enough to keep me going, but, like, the chemistry didn't sell it 100% for me. I've seen better.
I didn't really love the chemistry either for season one. You know me, I boast about having a PhD in smut, and the chemistry, I'd give it, like, a 6.5 out of 10, you know, like, wasn't horrible to watch, but definitely was not the best thing I've ever seen either.
I agree.
I think the Duke
was
super hot.
But it makes sense why the normies like it.
Yeah, the normies who don't know what real slow burns are going to be like, mm-hmm. Wow, this was crazy.
The normies that don't read 300 chapters of Midnight Poppyland and still don't get fed don't understand.
Definitely. The normies that watched Phantom of the Opera at too young of an age.
They didn't get it. They turned it off. They flipped to A Christmas Story. They didn't get it.
And that's on that.
But I will say season two, I think that it has so much chemistry. Obviously, I've been on the dark interweb, so I have read things that I don't think media will ever touch in regards to good chemistry. But I think that season two is so enjoyable, Mariah, and I think you are going to like it a lot. So I just got to get you to, like, get there so we can... Because my next episode, when I have a choice, will be to be reviewing season two.
Well,
or we're not even reviewing all of season one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of season one is, like, kind of dumb. So I don't even mind if we don't talk about the rest of season one. We can, like, hit on it.
It's kind of just my title.
Yeah.
on the podcast. It's just that. It's just the title, Daphne's Favorite Dessert is Cream Pies. That's the rest of the season one.
Yeah, and that can be, like, literally summed up in two sentences, and then we can get to the good stuff, which is season two.
That is true. If we did an episode on season two, we could quickly review the rest of season one, because it's really not that deep.
It's not. They'd be arguing several episodes over nothing.
Literally. And then they just, like, you know.
Wait, Caitlin, did you watch the whole season? I think you did, right?
Yes, homie. I did.
Are you on season two right now?
No, homie. You told me to take a break.
No, homie. Well, you can watch it if you want to.
Okay. What are your questions about the duel? There was a duel going on.
Well, what did you guys think about the duel? Did you think it was kind of two men being stupid as fuck?
Dude, any story with a duel, I always get that mad.
Yeah, Mariah, what do you think?
Bro, I'm gonna be honest, that scene was so fucking pointless. It happened, like, that fast. Like, it literally, like, they were there, and they were like, don't fight. And then they were like, end scene.
You know what?
And I was like, another... okay. That was pointless. So,
it gave me a reason for each of them to not like them. For the Duke, like, you're so emo, you'd rather just die than to... And let your father win, instead of be happy with this girl that loves you. And for Anthony, he was willing to kill a man so he can run away with the girl he loves or die.
He was willing to kill his best friend, and it wasn't over this Daphne shit. He wanted to go fucking live with his side piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I call her side piece because technically she is not of noble heritage, so he can't like really marry her if he wanted to.
Yeah, so he's like...
Which is crazy, like... Imagine trying to kill one of us over some fucking person.
Mm-hmm.
Kinsey and I are going to duel for, like, one person and one person only, and it's Tor. No, I'm kidding. It's Levi Ackerman.
No, we know it is. It's Levi or it's Knuckles.
I'm glad duels are not normalized anymore, because Kinsey would have already challenged me over a Fortnite skin.
Bro, imagine. imagine the fights that the three of us would have if duels were normalized.
I'd be like, Mariah, come on, it's time to duel. And you'd be like, shut up, you've already tried dueling me 3 times this week. It's not that deep, please stop.
So, fun fact about women duels. When two women would duel, they would have to do it with fencing, or they could do it with guns, but when they would do fencing, they would have to do it shirtless, because if they got the cotton in their skin, they would die.
What do you mean? Oh, wait, really?
Look it up. They were out there, flopping, swords swinging. Yeah.
What do you mean if we got cotton in our skin, we would die? Is that current time? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's a piece of cotton flowing around your blood. Like, it's not good. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, but that's what they did. And so, like...
I need that elaborated because I feel like I've gotten cotton in my skin before.
How?
I don't know. I scratch myself all the time. Mine is on a whole...
This wasn't supposed to make you forget. Like, what if I
bump my leg into something in jeans and it cuts through my jeans? And then,
no, a sword would push it in so much deeper.
What about that one time when I was running from the deer and I sliced my whole leg on the brick wall and I put a hole in my pants? What if there's cotton in me?
Maybe you got polyester in your skin and polyester's fine. I don't know. I don't know these things. I'm just telling you the historical facts. That's my job.
Well, let's see if you're even right.
Read it for the class, please.
I literally looked up, did women die from cotton in fencing, and nothing is coming up.
Please look up.
Where's your source,
shirtless
Kaylin?
Fencing. I'll find one. I'll share it with the class. Hold on. Your services are no longer needed, Kinsey.
Okay, so I'll just keep talking while Kaylin's searching that up. Let's see what other stuff I can talk about. So, quick question. I'm open to a spoiler here. Here's my question. Spoil it for me. I don't know if you know this far. Kinsey, you probably do because you spoil everything for yourself.
I get to spoil it since it's my episode.
No, and I'm sure you already spoiled it for yourself. So, I know in the new season there are two women that hook up. Is it Eloise?
I don't even know who it is. Wait, no.
She just gives queer vibes, so.
I heard that it's a... What's it called? Francesca or whatever? Hold on.
It's not the sister.
It's one of the Bridgerton girls. Bridgerton family names. All I know from what I've seen on Twitter is that Francesca Bridgerton is gay. I've seen some like little snippets of her flirting with someone who's literally married.
Oh, I don't even know her yet. So
yeah, they actually recasted her actor as someone else for that last season, and everybody was making jokes about it, how her makeup looks like. They were saying that the fashion in season 3 makes no sense because people have smoky eyes and shit like that.
Bro, did they recast her for someone like 8 years older too?
I think so. And
dang, Richard. I was betting that it was Eloise. She was giving off the vibes.
I'm pretty sure she has a little bit of a little gay arc, too.
I didn't know that it was that... I didn't know that it was that queer at this capacity. I mean, I'm only 5 episodes in and I already saw 2 men hooking up.
I'm about to watch. What the fuck is this?
I was like, Bridgerton's got Yowie in it now.
Bridgerton's got Yowie in it now? What the shit is this? I just saw a spoiler that I did not want to see and I don't like it.
Damn.
Oh.
Oh. So did you get... I don't like how the men just have casual sex with women in this show. It makes me really mad.
I mean, I like to think in a world where you are literally not allowed to touch another man because you're, like, tied to his royal blood, it's probably so normalized for that to be a thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to comment on something that made me feel uncomfortable.
What's that?
The scene when the dude came up to Daphne and he's like, have you ever touched yourself? And she's like, yeah, I didn't know. He was like, no, have you ever touched yourself? And I was like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't like how he's saying it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I liked it.
I thought it was good. A bit too much. I was like, Ryan, I maybe this is a you thing. But for me, it felt.
I'm sharing my opinion.
You're allowed. It's not a safe space, but you are allowed.
I didn't like the intensity that I felt like he was saying it to her. I was like, I don't know. Maybe I just don't like men. Maybe that's the answer.
Maybe that's the answer. Dude, why can't I find this anywhere? Are you sure?
So, I have found a few sources, but I think the specific source I first learned this information from, probably a YouTube video. They
Are
pitched
you
it
about
to
the
me wrong.
Fencing shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're looking up
Let's
something else.
Let's just test it out.
Yeah, I was looking.
Okay. Well,
just,
let me.
See? Let's just test it out.
So, I'm finding a few other sources that are saying, to prevent possible infections in event of a hit, which makes no sense to me. But like, I don't know. It existed. Let me, here, I got you, guys. Share, screen, window, share. All right. Woo. Everybody do the wave.
No, I'm kind of busy looking something up.
Okay, I'll wait. What's she looking up?
Kinsey, are you trying to figure out who the characters are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
To what?
I'm gonna help you out. I had mentioned to Kinsey that I can see why people really like the show. I think it has a lot of... I like that. Like, you are correct. They really fight back on a lot of the issues, like, regularly. But aside from that, like, I can see why people enjoy the show. There's so many different characters, different people, like, even just the Bridgertons, the Featherstons, and then the bitch who's writing the fucking secret newsletters every day. Like, you're sitting here wondering, like, who is she? Also, like, what's happening with the Bridgertons? Also, what's happening with the girl that's pregnant? Like, there's a lot of different storylines that are keeping you entertained at one moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's nice of them to do. I mean, I can see why people are enjoying it because you're sitting there on the edge of your seat basically wondering what's going to happen with this person, this person, this person. While I think there's too many characters for me to keep track of, I enjoy that they are mainly focusing on a character throughout each season.
Well,
I'm enjoying it. I mean, I don't think it's something that I like love. I'm not like binge watching it, but I can see the enjoyment in it.
I think season 2, when you get past episode 3, you're gonna love it.
Yeah, I think the characters are super dynamic, which I enjoy as well. I think they're onto something with it, and I think that you can tell it's a higher end show. Like, you even talking about character design and prop design, they did really good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bummed now that you're telling me the Duke's not going to be there, because what am I going to do when he does the eyebrow thing? And he's sitting there like, I can't do it because I got wrinkles on my forehead. But he goes, like,
literally,
this is him. They're literally panning across the dance floor, and he's like,
like, he had the smallest facial movements, and I was just like, hello.
It was so subtle, and I was like, how'd you do? I need to do that.
He was a whore too, though.
Bro, he was. But, you know, what can you do? I feel like if I was a Duke with that much access to people who wanted me,
I too would be. What can I say? She said, my whole computer's crashed. All right, well, we're going to drop it. Do you know what our next thing we're sharing is?
Yeah, it's actually my turn.
Okay.
I'm going to share a movie that I've seen a couple times. It's called Memento.
What is it?
It's a movie.
What's it about?
It's about this guy. Okay, well, I don't want to spoil too much of it because it's like a really intricate movie. But it's about this guy who has like a memory loss thing. And every time he wakes up, he like is brought back to the last time before he lost his memory. Oh. But the point of it is he is trying to figure out who killed his wife. But he doesn't remember. So, like, he starts the next day, but then he remembers the day after. Like, he goes back to the day his wife was dead. And he, or, like, it's like right when he's like, he remembers that his wife died and that someone killed him. He wants to figure out who it is. And then every day he restarts each day like this. And you're like an omniscient viewer trying to watch his life. It's called, I think it's called Memento, because, you know, Memento Mori or whatever is a quote that means, like, remember you must die or whatever. So, it's an interesting movie. And I think it's something we could talk about a lot. I was just going to watch The Princess Bride because I really want to rewatch it. But I think this will be interesting. I've seen the movie a couple times. I actually had to watch it twice. I watched it one day and I watched it again the next day because I wanted to put pieces together the second time.
Oh. Well, I'm excited to watch it. Too bad Kayla can't come. Her computer's fucked up. So we'll let her know what to watch. Thank you for watching Bridgerton with me, and I'm happy you liked it, and we will be reviewing season 2, so get ready.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Say goodbye to everyone. Bye.